Fitz 2020 membership special. My name is Stephen Hackett, and I'd like to thank you for your support of this show and all of Relay FM. On this very special episode, I will be sharing the sounds of some of my favorite Apple hardware. Mike will be taking you on a tour of some of his pen collection. And then lastly, Federico will explain something called Pokemon. Up first, we have the sound of the latching mechanism on a PowerMac G4 Cube. Here, I am typing on a 2015 MacBook. It's not a very good keyboard. Some people may make fun of me for having a Mac Pro, but listen to how sick this handle sounds when you go to unlatch it. iPads aren't real computers, but Newtons are. Listen to the sound the pen makes as it ejects from the green plastic body. The trash can Mac Pro was pretty bad, but when you took the top of it off, it made this cool sound. Excuse me while I install macOS 10 Snow Leopard from this DVD on a black MacBook. If you don't have enough space on your internal hard drive, just get an Xserve. You can stuff them full of hard drives. Well, three hard drives at least. This is the sound the original Macintosh mouse made when you clicked it. Take that, IBM. I've saved perhaps the best for last, an Apple Extended 2 keyboard.
Hello, it's Mike here. I'm going to do some pen ASMR. I have a selection of pens in front of me and I'm going to describe them to you and see how they sound. This pen is called the Mark 1 from Studio Neat, and it has a knock. A knock just means there's the clicky part at the top. You can even hear the spring. That's one of my favorites. This is the notepad that they make too. It's called the Pen Notebook. This is not an advertisement. Listen. Doesn't it sound nice? Oops, I hit the microphone. I'll give you another pen now. This is one of my favorites. It's called the Pro Gear by Sailor, and it's an orange pen. I'm going to unscrew the cap. This one's a fountain pen. Let's hear how it sounds on the paper. That's nice. Now my friend Brad Downey makes a pen too. It's called the Spoke Pen, and it's got a magnet in it. So when I uncap it, it sounds like this. I hit the microphone again. Listen to what it sounds like when the magnet attaches. Very satisfying. Yep. Very satisfying indeed. I hit the microphone for a third time. I need to get better at that. I have a mechanical pencil too. It's a Rotring. And my last one is a fountain pen. It's purple and blue, and it's called the Canalea Aeolini. It has a long thread on the cap, so it takes a while to open. It's another fountain pen. Purple ink. I hope that you enjoy my fountain pen ASMR. Allow me to describe these pens to you in a little bit more detail. So the one I just used, the Aeolini, it's purple and blue, and it has swirls that go throughout the pen. It's very lovely. The Rotring, that's the texture. It's called the Lava, and it's a really nice different kind of texture. Kind of feels a little like granite. The Spoke pen, it's called the Joker. It's purple and gold. I dropped one of my pens. I hope that's okay. At least now the ink is flowing. That's the Sailor Brogear. It's orange and it has a black grip section and a silver nib. I'll put the cap back on now so I don't drop it again. That was one of my favorite fountain pens, one of my first Sailor pens. But of course we'll go back now to the Mark 1, which is white, and the Nock. Remember the Nock? It's a copper color. Very, very nice indeed. That is the selection of pens that I currently have in residence at Mega Studio. Thank you for being a Real AFM member. I love you the most.
Hello. It is me, Federico, your annual chairman for Connected. And today I am playing with my Nintendo Switch. Specifically, I am playing Pokemon Sword. And I thought I will give you a tour of my new team. Can you hear the buttons? That's the sound of the buttons on my Nintendo Switch. My new team is made, of course, of six Pokemon. The first one is Clefairy. Clefairy has an item called Eviolite. Next is Torkoal. And Torkoal has an item called Charcoal. Then we have one of my favorites, Charizard. And Charizard is the Gigantamax version. It has Slam Berry. And the ability is Solar Power. Let's go over the second half of the team. Is Luxray, and the item is Assault Vest. Luxray is like an electric cat. It looks kind of scary, and the ability of Luxray is called Intimidate. It intimidates other Pokemon. Then we have Cinderace, the Gigantamax version. And the item is also a life orb. And the ability is called Libero. Cinderace is like a giant bunny who plays soccer, or you might say football. And finally, we have Urshifu, the rapid strike version. The item is a choice scarf. Now, let's check the ranking of this team. I am pressing the buttons on my Nintendo Switch. It's connecting to the servers right now. It says, please stand by. You are now connected to the internet. Okay, thank you, Nintendo Switch. Now let's go into the ranked battles mode to check my ranking. Obtaining data. I took a pause from playing with Pokemon for the past few weeks while I was making this new team, so my ranking is kind of low. However, I just beat a Japanese player that was ranked 4,000 in the world, and so I was able to make it back into the top 10,000. And right now my ranking is 9,462. I am very happy with this ranking. Now let's close my Nintendo Switch. And I just turned off my Nintendo Switch. I will keep playing tonight.